Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, God's Will to Heal. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Did you find John? 14, 10, believest thou not that I'm in the Father and the Father in me? The words I speak to you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwells in me, he does the works. See, Jesus didn't take credit for the works that happened through him. Did he? He never said, I did it. He said, the Father in me. Obviously, he's operating as a man. Believe me that I'm in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily. Now when the Lord says verily, verily, why would he say that? Why would he say that? Should, when we hear that, should we become all ears? Should we realize he is saying something that is an everlasting truth and he's endeavoring to impress it upon us? Elsewise, he'd have just said it. If he just said it, it's true forever. But if he says, listen to me now, verily, verily, this is a truth, an everlasting truth. What's an everlasting truth? He that believes on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. Do we believe it or not? Do we believe it or not? You see, people think they're honoring and respecting Jesus, and they're doing just the opposite. If you respect Jesus, you need to respect what he said right here.
Yes.
But people think, now Jesus could do that. Jesus could do that. He could speak to the wind and the waves. He could cast out demons. He could minister to the sick. But he's Jesus. He's Jesus. And you're not. Well, we already knew that. But they think, I have more respect for Jesus because I'm not going to bring him down on a human level. He's the one that brought himself down to the human level and became a man and operated as a man, showing us how it could be done.
Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
We need to believe what he said.
Yes,
don't we?
Yes.
He that believes on me, the works I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. Somebody say, I believe that.
I believe that.
I believe that.
I believe that.
Now that applies to us, anybody that believes on him. Now we see an example of it with the 12 and the 70. So go back to Luke. Go back to Luke, please, the 9th chapter. Let's remind ourselves. We're sure. It's God's will for all of us to be healed. Why? He has given us authority over demons and over disease. Well, if we've got authority over them, they ought not be running roughshod over us. Who's got authority over who? Well, according to the Bible, we got authority over them. You never read anywhere where the Bible tells us to be patient because the Lord has temporarily given demons and disease authority over us. Or anything like it. He gave them power and authority over all demons, even the great, big, ugly, hairy ones. And to cure diseases. Can you say hallelujah? Can you say glory to God?
Glory to God.
Hold your place here. Go back to Matthew, the 10th chapter. It said just a little bit different in the... This is the same happening. It's just Matthew's account of what we're reading in Luke. Matthew 10. Matthew 10 and 1. 10:1. When he called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power. Now, if you look it up, that is the word for authority. And it can be a little bit confusing because in the King James they're used interchangeably. And there's a different word for power. Dunamis. It's a word we get our word dynamite from. Power. We're talking about explosive strength, might. But this is another word. Exousia, exousia, depending on which Greek scholar you read after, and never argue about pronunciation of some of these things. Scholars who spend their whole life disagree. And particularly some of the Hebrew words, we have added vowels to them to make them pronounceable to us. And besides that, it's not can you pronounce it right? Do you know what it means?
Right.
You can pronounce it perfectly and not believe it. But there's a word for power, and there's a word for authority.
Yes.
Tonight we're talking about authority.
Yes, authority.
We got the power in the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
He's the powerhouse.
Yes.
He's the greater one.
Yes.
He's the one who was hovering over the face of the deep. And when God spoke the word, whoo, He manifested power to create planets. And He lives in you and me. But you know, you can have power without authority in the earth. I mean, you might have a tank and you got power, but that don't mean you got the right to drive it down the street and blow up my house. Do you? You got no authority to be riding down the street shooting it. You'll find out real quick the people that do have authority are going to come get you. You might say, I got the power. I got the power. Yeah, but we got the authority and some power. And they're going to shut you down. You need both. But you got to have the authority to use the power. And we do. He gave them, He gave us both. You read that in Luke, didn't you? Power and authority. Now here when He says power, it actually is the word for authority in Matthew 10. He gave them authority against unclean spirits to do what with them?
Cast
them out. And to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. If you put them both together, Luke said all demons. Matthew said all sickness and all disease. All means what?
All.
Everything included, nothing excluded. Does that mean there is no demon that exists that we don't have power over? There is no disease that we don't have authority over? We have power and authority over all demons. We have power and authority over all sickness, over all disease. We need to say that. We need to think that. We need to get that built into our consciousness. I know, having the privilege of working in healing school for year after year, we'd have a day where we'd minister to people in a special way, and I'd spend extra time waiting on the Lord and getting quiet. And the Lord led me to these verses, these very ones, Matthew 10, Luke 9, and He led me to get in there and get quiet and not just wear myself out praying at the top of my lungs, but to get in there and get quiet and just begin to say, the Spirit of the Lord is on me. Because He's anointed me. You see, in a few minutes, I'm going to go out there and minister to people and lay hands on people and take authority over disease and that kind of thing. I need to believe it. How does faith come? Come, well, when I'm saying and I'm hearing it too. And I'd lay there sometimes 30 minutes, sometimes an hour at a time and just say, the Spirit of the Lord's on me because He's anointed me. The Spirit of the Lord is on me because He's anointed me. The Spirit of the Lord is on me. Because He's anointed me, I'd say that part of the time, and I'd say this the other part of the time. He's given me power and authority over all demons and all disease. And I'd say it again. He's given me power and authority over all demons and all disease. Say it out loud with me. He's given me power and authority over all demons. And over all disease. Now you hear that and your head says, I got it. I heard that. But that faith is not of the head. Faith is not of the intellect. That's why I'd lay there for another 45 minutes and keep saying it and keep saying it and keep saying it. And there was some time, time after time, the Spirit of God had come into that little room. And I'm telling you, the glory of God would be so strong when I come out of there. I'm looking for something to rebuke. I mean, It's the difference between somebody coming up and saying, I've got terminal cancer, and you're going, ooh, everybody stand up and pray hard. Well, that means we're intimidated by it. Did you hear me? We're scared of it. Mrs. Wellett. It's something to be scared of. No, not if we have authority and power over it. Amen. We don't have to be afraid of it. It has to obey us.
Yes. It has to obey.
Most of the church does not believe this. And most of the church does not see the kind of miracles that you read about in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John either. Most of the church still believes it might be God's will for me to die from this terminal disease. God might be teaching me something. Never mind, they can't find it in the Bible. People have made the Word of God of none effect by their traditions. They have refused the Word in order to keep and hold on to a tradition. Friend, when you get adamant about something you think and say you believe, check yourself. Why do you believe it? Where is it at? Where is it in the book? Not just half a verse, in two or three witnesses, multiple verses. Where is it? Where is it? Well, we're on reason number 16. And we're reading verse after verse. It is His will. It is His will. Why would He give us authority and power over demons if it might be His will for them to rule over us? Why would He give us authority and power if it might be His will for the disease to rule over us? It's like putting you out in the wild with a grizzly bear. And putting, you know, a huge magnum rifle in your hands and going, now, I'm giving you this rifle, but don't use it. It might be God's will for the bear to kill you. So why'd you give me the gun? Just wanted you to have it. Make you feel a little better while you get mauled. I'm going to use the gun. Big bear starts coming down on me, and I'm not going to wait till he gets to my nose either. Right? Why did God give us the authority? Why did He give us the power? So disease could rule over us and destroy our life? So demons could make us miserable and destroy our... No! No! So we could do what He did while He walked the earth. He rebuked them. He bound them. He shut them down. He ran them out. Didn't He do it? Yes, He did.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Authority Over Demons and Disease, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R2002L. That's R2002L, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.